or reconcile or what?
I'm not sure. You want those words. I'm not sure. I reckon would be all right.
I don't think you'd say reckon. I mean, you can't say, oh, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You'd better blank him. We don't want parts of ask. I don't know. You'd better blank him.
You'd better ask him.
So you blank him.
So you ask him.
And he says, why, you've blanked me that several times before.
You've asked me that several times before.
Every time they met, they... Talking about fighting. Every time they met, they...
They have fought.
Every time they met, they...
They have fought, or they... Every time they meet, they fight.
No, every time they met, they...
Fought.
Those boys like to...
Fight.
They... Blank ever since they were small.
They fought ever since they were small.
He stabbed her with a big knife. What are some of the words that you would use for large knives?
He stabbed her with a big knife.
Well, what are some of the words that you might use instead of stabbed or something about scrap? Do you know any way to describe a big knife?
Stabbed. The word stabbed or the word knife?
No. Knife, any other word?
Knife. Knife.
All right. There's a funny picture on the blackboard. The teacher asked, who blanked that?
Who drew that?
If you were going to lift something like a piece of machinery up on a roof, you might use pulley blocks and a rope to blank it up.
To pull it up.
That's all of the questions. Johnny, you've been so sweet and so patient and so kind, and I really do appreciate
it. You mean it's
it.
Over?
The question's over. Now we can just talk like we want to.
Oh, we continue to talk?
We can continue to talk if you want to. We don't have to.
Well, I tell you, I just have such a beautiful voice. I know that... You know something that I think that I'll give you my opinion on English, since you're an English teacher, and I certainly don't have the right to do it because my English is not all that good.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one of the most important things in the world is to teach and for a child to know proper English.
Right, grammar.
I think one of the saddest things in the world, though, is for someone to be ashamed of their heritage and their background.
I do, too.
And to try to change it.
I do, too.
And I'd like to think part of what y'all are doing is trying to teach a pride of...
Maybe
change, and I hope they're doing a good job of changing and getting to every child. But like, there are certain words that are just beautiful to me because they reflect on something I grew up with.
That's right.
My father. And I think one of the things that I just dislike in a person is someone
pretense. I do too. I cannot stand pretense in anybody. But this is really...
I recognize this as being, not in any instance have you made fun of a way that a person could say it other than the correct way now. And I don't think that Dr. would.
No, he wouldn't. He says there's no really correct way.
No, I love that. I went to a home, a cousin of mine, who I think she read a book, and it was on gracious living, and I think everything about her life is... and every effort she does and everything she does is centered around this.
Mm-hmm.
And when any child of hers, she's got three, says something that is not correct, they have a lecture on it and they study it, and I think I think they should be corrected.
They shouldn't be lectured, but I'll tell you what, that's where a child really learns to speak
his English, I think,
and his
so
grammar
too.
Is at home, because I have children that I teach, and they will write correctly, and they will use the correct form of the verb, the correct tense of the verb.
But she's teaching them an attitude that
I think
more
should be left out of it.
Uh-huh.
But, I mean, they will write it for you correctly, but when they talk with you in class, they will talk like they have learned it.